Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the overflowing source of love. All praise is yours, O beloved Allah, you alone appraising yourself, and you alone are flooding our hearts with boundless praise and gratitude. O cherisher and sustainer of all beings, infinitely merciful and compassionate, magnificently presiding over the day of return into divine radiance, you alone we adore, and upon you alone do we call. Guide us on the direct path, the mystic way of our heart opening into your infinite heart of grace, the merciful way of your lovers who never turn aside from you and never experience your awesome correction. Amen. 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 So let's offer this love and this light to our families and all those whom we know and who need healing and help and support. We're seeking love and knowledge and union. And all those we don't know, all those who work for us and with us, and all those who work against us, let's just send this light in all directions. And we thank all the saints, and if there were any of the Rasuls, the prophets, the messengers, and we thank all subtle beings and all those who were here tonight with us in our zikr. I mean, to help support our zikr, inspire our zikr. I'm thinking, you know, these days and times that, you know, doing more ourselves and depending less on institutions or, you know, manufacturers. I mean, obviously we can't bypass completely, but really following to some degree the example of Gandhi and doing what we can at home. So like bread making with a bread machine, it makes it easy. Alhamdulillah. Or, you know, putting seeds in the ground and growing from seeds and making whatever it might be, that because we're, you know, Allah has created us to be creative. And it's both healing for ourselves, it's a very soothing thing to do, and because it occupies our bodies and in a beautiful way. And then also it helps. It helps if everyone does that. That's why Gandhi found that brilliant idea of bringing his country back to the times when people did that. They didn't depend on another country or Walmart. I mean, we're never going to probably make everything absolutely. But a few things, like bread, is very good if we can make it at home, alhamdulillah. We wouldn't want to put the bread makers out of business, though, so, you know. But at least every now and then. Yogurt is very easy to make. You can sprout your own sprouts. There's some things that are very simple and health-giving. As long as we're on earth, we will have some of the salt of the earth, you know. We're not going to probably avoid that, and we don't want to, because that's also where so much grace is. But that's why there are certain saints, and our teacher was among them, Noor and Effendi too. They both, you know, if Allah did not send some kind of pain, they felt that world where they really loved. But the pain can turn to joy if we turn to God. All the tears can turn to joy. You know, it's when you can give your pain to your beloved and cry in the lap of your beloved, it's wholly different. Yeah. If we're present, things just happen. And then we can see them also. Because they're happening, but we don't necessarily see them unless we are present. You know, if you think of it, how can you see Allah if you're absent? You know, if we're absent, how can we see this magnificence of what is? So absent to ourselves, that is. So beautiful. The zikr is something so immense that sometimes, you know, you don't know how to almost prepare for it. But it is good to prepare somewhat on Thursday, to be aware of it. And salam alaikum, Mehdi. Get home safe, dear. When did you come home? Effendi tells a story about Jesus walking and coming across a young man and who recognizes Jesus, and he comes and says, "Oh, Jesus, please, you know, I long for God, and please pray that God gives me an atom of his love." You know this. And Jesus said, "Well, you wouldn't be able to bear an atom of God's love."
Wow.
And he said, "Okay, half an atom." So Jesus pondered and thought, "I don't even know, but okay, I'll pray for that." And so he went on his way and left the young man. And then when he came back in that district, he asked about the young man, and they said, "Oh, we haven't seen him in a long time, but we think that he's gone way out into the desert in that direction." And so Jesus went after him, looking for him, and he was guided to him, and he saw the young man completely still, and he called out to him. And the man didn't answer at all. He couldn't answer. And then God said to Jesus, "That's what one half atom of my love can do." He said, "He doesn't hear you at all anymore. He's completely absorbed in me." Mm. Yeah. So that's the state of wedged is, inshallah, may we all taste it and know it.